This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I haven't really talked about this on air. I usually don't like to diagnose myself, although we did, yes, we did diagnose IBS on air. That was really, really informative for everybody and enlightening. Thank you, guys. I really do appreciate my listeners when they help me diagnose myself. But I got to figure out if there's like a phobia for Thanksgiving or something. I do not handle this week well. I've never handled Thanksgiving week well. I don't understand why Thanksgiving week, to me, is very stressful. And I'm not the only one. Because in my practice, when I used to, you know, when I used to be open, okay, when I used to be open, I mean, I have kind of a practice now, but I can't manage people's anxiety and stress and Viagra like I did in my other practice. But with my practice I had for years, Thanksgiving week would probably be the highest week, highest number of people asking for Xanax and benzodiazepines and things for anxiety. And I'm like, well, what's the big deal? So what's the in-laws? You know, but I think it's more. I think it's more than that because I got good in-laws. I got great in-laws. We're going to see them for a few days, and I'm looking forward to that. But there's something about Thanksgiving week that I think nobody does really talk about that we're going to talk about now. Okay, and you guys have to be honest. So some of you are like, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're going to be off for a few days. There we go. That's my big problem. I don't like being off work for a bunch of days. I don't know if it's because it takes me out of my routine. I don't know if it's because there's going to be so much catch-up. I don't know if it's because you have to, like, in the next couple days, panic and get all this stuff ready to go because you're not going to be there the next few days. I don't know what it is, but, you know, having a four-day weekend is supposed to be one of the most amazing things in the world. And, you know, for me, I think it does induce a little anxiety because you're like, I got to get all this stuff done. There is so much stuff I got to do. And then if you're going to travel, that even makes it worse. Apparently, is it AAA? One of the major car fixer-upper people, companies, has suggested that everybody get their car checked out because you're going to be traveling. I guess they're expecting 55 million people to travel this Thanksgiving, and there's supposed to be three storms, one in Southern California, where I'm going, another Denver, Sierra Nevada, I think, is going to be getting some snow. Actually, I think more back east. Midwest is supposed to have a pretty big storm. So AAA is saying, guys, check your cars. Well, my husband's car died yesterday. So we already have one car down. And this week is not going well. You know? And then, you know, luckily my in-laws are cool. But that is very, very stressful for people. I write an article on, you know, how to deal with the in-laws. It is not easy. You know, a lot of people, they, you know, don't want to spend their four-day weekend, you know, dealing with, you know, people that they don't get along with or are judging them or if there's going to be fights, you know? And so I'll post my article that I always wrote on how to deal with the in-laws. Again, does not have anything to do with my in-laws. My in-laws are cool. But it's very stressful because, you know, if you really want to spend Thanksgiving with some friends, if you want to drink, if you want to burp and fart on the couch, if you want to watch football, oh, football. Okay, that's another big thing for me. Okay, the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. But what if we're going someplace and Thanksgiving dinner cuts into the game? And I'm like, but I want to see the game. And everybody says, oh, you just tape the game. You can't, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You can't tape a game. It's not the same. It's you misplays. You already hear about the plays. It's just not the same. And so Dallas is playing the Buffalo Bills, so I think we're okay. I think we're okay. We got our butt kicked yesterday. But again, that's already causing some anxiety. I'm like, well, am I going to catch a game? So between the travel, between, you know, making sure, you have all your work ready to go, making sure the car is ready, and then the kids. So this is interesting. So in my neck of the woods, the kids are off. Well, one of them isn't because he's in college, but the other kid is off school this week. Just off school this week. Okay, so you think, oh, that's great. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about him going to school. No, I got to worry about there's no food now. Okay, I had leftovers. It's gone. Okay, there's like now no food. So now I don't have food. So I got a kid who's now all week long going to be at the house grumpy until we go for Thanksgiving. A lot of people are like that. They're like, yay, the teachers get breaks, which is good. The teachers need breaks, but I need my kid in school. Okay, go back to school. I didn't have off until Thursday. We had off Thursday and Friday. Okay, we would be in school till Friday. I got home by Friday, 3:34. Had to, help my mom cook turkey, which, okay, and here we go again. Now, turkey. Turkey's not my favorite meat. I like dark meat. I didn't discover dark meat until my 30s. But every time we went for turkey, I would be served white meat. And white meat is very dry and bland. And I don't like white meat turkey. So everybody's all excited about Thanksgiving meal, and I'm like, I don't eat white meat turkey. I don't eat green beans. I can't eat the little fried onions on top of that. And I'm supposed to be watching my weight. Another anxiety-producing thing. When we, are all either on keto or fasting diet, or we're trying to, keep our weight down, and Lord knows I can lose a couple pounds. Now, all of a sudden, I'm panicked because I'm like, well, what do I do? Because whatever work I do this week with my diet, I'm going to ruin it on Thanksgiving. So I like that we celebrate Thanksgiving. Supposed to be a time for family. It's supposed to be a very happy time. It celebrates the fall. And I love the holidays, mind you. But the reason why I'm bringing this out is if any of you guys are a little anxious, a little nervous, you're not the only one. I mean, I spent all weekend long seeing patients who were freaking out that their doctor was closed and they were going to be gone for a week. And what do they do without their medicines? I mean, it is really an anxiety-producing holiday, and I don't know how to change that. Do we, do a rolling holiday where certain people celebrate Thanksgiving whenever they want? See, for me, I brought that up to my family. I go, why don't we do our turkey on Tuesday? Why don't we just have the family come on Tuesday? This way, Thursday, we don't have to. My husband's like, watch football. Yeah, I can watch football. Anyway. All right, I'm still working till Thursday. Don't go away, but right back, 1-877-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you aren't seeing as much enthusiasm for Medicare for All. But some people are really, really contemplating maybe we just need a quote-unquote public option. And some of you are like, well, what's the difference? So New York Times has an article here saying public option draws voters unsure about Medicare for All. That's exactly how you do something, by the way. If you want to get something done, let's say you, like Obama wanted a public option. People said no. Then you give them something so far worse that they'll turn around and beg for that public option. You know, I do that technique with the kids and my husband all the time. I'm like, guys, can you clean up the backyard? No, 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 no. Okay, then you know what? Then, you know, don't worry about it. I'll do the backyard. You guys do the toilets. Everybody grab a brush. Let's go. Let's do the toilets. Oh, you know what? No, it's okay. I'll do the backyard. See? That's how it works. You overshoot. You scare the heck out of everybody. So they turn around and beg for what you originally wanted. That's how it works. So according to the New York Times, they say one after another, voters at a recent campaign event for former Vice President Joe Biden expressed utter comfort with the centerpiece of his health care reform, which was kind of a shock because he supports Obamacare and he supports tweaking it, the Affordable Care Act. He has to. Even if Biden doesn't like it, he has to. You know how many Democrats I've talked to about the Affordable Care Act? And they go, we know, but we had to do something. And it was better than nothing. So a lot of Democrats agree that the ACA sucks, but they're in support of it because they feel it was something they had to do, and they had to do something about the pre-existing conditions. And while everybody seems to be applauding themselves for, you know, preventing insurance companies from excluding you based on your pre-existing condition, the average person with a pre-existing condition never saw a doctor still because their deductible was too high. So did we really give those people health care? So that's, again, debatable, not what we're going to debate today. But Joe Biden, he has to double down on the Affordable Care Act. He has to. If not, that could crumble his fan base. So his proposal would allow people of all incomes who are not old enough for Medicare to choose health coverage through a new government-run plan that would compete with private insurance, known as, quote, public option. Now, a decade ago, people did not like that public option. Even Senate Democrats. They dropped the idea from their bill. Even though the public option was really favored by liberals, Nancy Pelosi, a lot of Democrats did not like the idea of public option. Some people are like, why? Isn't that a big Democratic push? Well, you have government compete with private insurance, you start to turn socialized. Private companies can never compete with the government successfully unless the demand, you know, is there to back it. But if the government can out, you know, say, look, you could buy this. Yeah, it's not a good plan, but at least it's cheaper than Blue Cross Blue Shield or United or Aetna. And people buy it, and you don't have enough demand to keep the other private insurance alive, that dies, and here you are with everybody now at the mercy of the government when it comes to health insurance. So some Democrats probably saw that and were like, I don't know if I'm for that, especially the moderate ones. So now we have Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, wanting Medicare for all. That kind of helps appease the liberals. It's kind of a public option. But it's under the, it doesn't look like, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. It doesn't look like they're necessarily putting something out there to compete with private insurance, as Biden's camp says. Biden's camp just says out there, yeah, it's going to be another option that could compete with private insurance. Maybe private insurance rates will drop, I don't know. I'm still not a fan of insurance companies, because that's a whole mess. But the Medicare for all is, look, we're not doing anything wrong. We have Medicare. We'll just let anybody get it and opt in. Well, but that's going to cost bucks. It's going to cost bucks. They say not only are most of the other Democratic presidential candidates proposing some version of it, Ms. Warren, facing trepidation over her $20 million single-payer plan, says she would start her presidency by pushing for a public option and would wait until her third year in office to seek Medicare for all. Now, this is the first time I heard of this, where she is going to maybe postpone the Medicare for all until deeper into her presidency and push for a public option. Now, this to me means she's thinking that she's going to get some backlash because of the cost. And she wants to say whatever she has to do to get in, Let me get in, and then we'll make this happen. I mean, that's kind of what happened with Obama. Let me get in, I'll fix health care. Well, thank you, Obama. So during the Democratic debates, candidates debate on Wednesday, Biden and Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, warned again that Medicare for All would mean taking away the choice of private insurance. Ms. Warren said her intent was to create a public option first to get as much help to the American people as fast as we can. Now, they say two-thirds of voters, according to the New York Times, like the idea of a public option or Medicare buy-in, according to several recent polls. Now, some, I think, candidates are pushing Medicare for All without cost. But the Medicare buy-in, you could buy Medicare. That's kind of appeasing to people, even some Republicans. Why? Well, because they can't use their insurance. Their deductible's too high. And they are sick of spending $1,000 a month for their family for a $12,000 deductible. Again, that's kind of what you do. You make a system so bad that people end up begging for what you originally wanted to begin with. They say, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, they've asked voters about the plan four times since July. They found that 65% of the public favors the idea, compared with 53% who support Medicare for All. They see large majorities of Democrats and independents favor the public option in Kaiser's November poll. 41% of Republicans did as well. So, according to Dr. Alexandra Arganinsky, 56-year-old and internist, she said, I think our goal should be to try to get everybody in America to have health insurance, and I think the easiest and fastest way is what Vice President Biden is proposing, to have the public option. They say polls suggest that some voters are unnerved by the price tags of Warren and Sanders, Medicare for All plans. Support for such an approach has narrowed in recent months. Now, how much is the public option going to cost? Okay, Warren and Sanders have the Medicare for All, and that they've been kind of upfront. Okay, how it's going to cost? Do we have a price tag on what public option would cost? If you're providing a public option, then what is that? Is that going to cover an ultrasound as well as the mammogram? Because a lot of women's breasts are dense, so the mammogram doesn't cover it. Is that going to cover PSAs for men? Or is it going to basically follow the guidelines saying, no, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't screen for this. Your physical is basically let your doctor check your heart and lungs, look at your ears, and that's it. No EKG. I mean, what is the public option going to cover? I mean, before you guys vote, get the facts. But that's not going to happen. These plans are not going to be elicited or illustrated for us because they aren't designed yet. If a public option is only going to cover a half-ass physical and two visits a year, we better know that. If it's going to cover unlimited visits, public option, price a couple hundred dollars a month, heck, I'll buy it. I'd just like to know who's going to pay for that. New Kaiser Family Foundation poll of voters in four battleground states, your Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, found that 62% of those who are undecided or are still persuadable believe that a national Medicare for All plan would eliminate private health insurance, and that would be a bad idea. So, the public option is now being proposed by Biden and Buttigieg. They say it would require less federal spending than Warren's $20.5 trillion proposal. Biden thinks his plan is going to cost $750 billion over 10 years. Oh, that's less, but still a lot of money. Buttigieg says it'll cost $1.5 trillion. The Medicare for all who want it. So, they think it's going to offer, they would give subsidies, again, subsidies, where allow the insurance to charge whatever, then you pay them, government will pay the insurance what they want. But they say the deductibles will hopefully be under $1,000. I'd like to see that first before I even think about voting. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Mo most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been asked to resign, and there's three different reasons as to why. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he asked Spencer to leave because he bypassed chain of command and talked with the White House to quietly resolve Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's demotion. President Trump is tweeting that large cost overruns contributed to Spencer's firing. Spencer himself has released a letter. He says he was fired because of his refusal to follow an order that he thought would violate good order and discipline, saying it was unethical. Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. AAA's Jeanette Casolano.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. The one thing I've never sat through the whole thing of or ever gone to is a Macy's Day Parade. Everybody says it's awesome. I just haven't been very, very active when it comes to Macy's Day Parade. And, you know, now that I'm older, I think I can appreciate it. I think when I was younger, again, I hated Thanksgiving so much because I really didn't like turkey that I didn't really put on the TV and I think I just watched cartoons. I don't know what I did. And again, I was mad as a kid that there was no school. I loved school. I hated that there was no school on Thanksgiving. I'm just that kind of a kid. I don't know. I really don't know. Not sure what would diagnose me with, but they say this year the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade might not be able to fly its iconic balloons this year due to strong winds. Officials in New York City may have to ground the big balloons. They cannot be flown when sustained winds exceed 23 miles per hour and gusts exceed 34 miles per hour. The 1997 iconic Cat in the Hat balloon in 1997 injured four people after it was overtaken by strong winds. The following year, city officials had to institute new regulations for grounding giant balloons. Yes, see, doesn't that suck? It takes somebody getting hurt, and then you have these laws and new rules, and then you're like, well, now what? So the National Weather Service is currently forecasting sustained winds of 22 miles per hour and gusts of 39 during the parade. The sustained winds do not exceed the regulations, but the gusts do, right? 23 miles per hour and gusts of 34, so they're going to have 22 miles an hour, but gusts of 39. So officials will have to monitor wind conditions and decide whether to allow the balloons to be flown. And they're going to make that call on Thursday because wind conditions could change. They say the last time the parade's balloons were grounded due to inclement weather was 1971. Now, the good news is they say that it's going to be much warmer than last year's parade. It is supposed to be 19 degrees Fahrenheit that morning, which will make it the second coldest Thanksgiving. But by the time the parade's going on, it'll be about 45 degrees. All right. Well, that just sounds very, I don't know. I don't think I could be standing out there in the cold. I guess here's my thing. I get how they're really, really pretty and they're really, really exciting and all that. It's kind of slow. Parades are just too slow for me. All right. Thanksgiving travel weather forecast. Here we go. Here's the latest. Two major storms that they're tracking across the nation going to bring miserable rain, snow, and wind. According to Bob Orovec, we've got a very active pattern this week with the potential for some travel disruptions. The first storm is going to dump heavy snow about 6 to 12 inches across portions of western and central U.S. on Tuesday and into Wednesday. Now, I find this a big problem as a doctor. I am licensed in Colorado. I'm licensed in Iowa. I'm licensed in Wisconsin. I'm telling people to get to the doctor this week before everybody leaves for the holiday and catch up on your asthma meds or your heart meds or whatever. If you got this kind of snow, you're not going anywhere. They say wind-driven snow will spread from Colorado to Michigan from Tuesday to Tuesday night. According to AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Walker, dangerous traffic conditions will exist in these areas because of low visibility and slick roads. Not good. They say Denver could see over a foot of snow on Tuesday, potentially wreaking havoc for road and air travelers. They say blizzard conditions will be possible from far northeastern Colorado through central Nebraska. And now, they're also going to have rain and thunderstorm from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast on Tuesday. That is all the way down. So roadways could be soaked from Ohio to Louisiana. Slippery, snow-covered. They say drivers could still expect disruptions in these states. After the storm moves through east late Wednesday, there's going to be winds, and that's going to be a big problem in the Midwest and Northeast into Thanksgiving Day. And then another strong storm on the West Coast. Hurricane-force wind gusts will batter coasts of Oregon and Northern California. I'm not sure if they're going to do more power outages in Northern California because of the fire risk. But usually when there's big storms and dry conditions and, you know, people lighten their chimneys and stuff, there's fire risk. The storm threatens to bring a lot of rain to California, including San Francisco and Sacramento, and air and road delays possible delays San Francisco and Los Angeles. Dangerous driving conditions could develop as snow falls in the Sierra Nevada into the Rockies. So, storm is also going to bring snow to portions of Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and Arizona on Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day. So, here's my problem. I opened the show with where I think Thanksgiving week is kind of anxiety-producing. I think where my issue is everybody's going to be roughly, not everybody, but you have millions of people doing something predictably. I just get nervous. Whether it's a terrorist attack, whether it's we're going to all be on the road during a bad weather system, but I don't like the idea that, you know, everybody's packing up their cars and everybody's going to be on the highway. Except, of course, where you're going to. You know, some people are like, only 55 million, but there's 350 million people. Well, a lot of people are hosting, and a lot of people are maybe Friendsgiving. I love Friendsgiving. We usually go to friends, you know, and have Thanksgiving there. But the ideal of travel, honestly, if I were you guys, I would seriously pick a different day on a different week to do your Thanksgiving. I really would. And I get it. This is when you're off work and all that. But honestly, for those of you guys that have to work at places that are open Black Friday or open, you know, and you don't have office jobs, I would seriously ask if you could be on and you could work during Thanksgiving weekend for them to give you off the next, you know, the next week. I mean, why not? I don't really see how that's a bad thing to do. I don't know. So, Black Friday, I'm not exactly sure what the big topic is going to be, whether places of work are going to be ridiculed for being open or not. There are supposed to be a lot of freebies, and I'll keep you guys posted. A lot of televisions, a lot of electronics. They say for Thanksgiving to Black Friday, some stores are pushing special coupons that obviously you savvy shoppers out there can turn into free items. And early bird gets the worm. Especially if there's, stores that are going to be, you know, open at a discreet time. They say there's also going to be free coffee and cookies. Walmart is going to start giving out coffee and cookies at 4 p.m. on Thursday, 2 hours before Black Friday sale begins in stores at 6 p.m. Now, whoa. We've been hearing that a lot of stores are pushing to be closed on Thanksgiving. Walmart's stepping it up by, all right, no, we're still open. 6 p.m. Thanksgiving, after you guys eat, you can start Black Friday shopping on Thursday. But if you want free cookies and coffee, we'll start that a couple hours earlier. Boom. They just got people coming out earlier. Well, my guess is they're going to hand things out to people in line. So we got doorbusters. Let me see what we have, if anybody's suggesting, already giving a scoop. Let me see. I don't think we have that yet. We do know that a lot of places are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. Grocery stores are going to be open, like Kroger, Save-A-Lot, Sprouts, Farmer Market, Wegmans, Whole Foods. Many stores are going to be open Thanksgiving hours for your pharmacies. A lot of them are still going to be open, but some might close and then reopen on Friday. But Friday, luckily, you know, don't panic. You can still get in. We got Walmart. Most stores are going to be open all day Thanksgiving. All day. Walgreens, open hours. Target. Target is going to close from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., but then reopen at 7 a.m. Sears. Sears, who I think is closing in my neck of the woods, is, I believe, going to be closed from 6 p.m. to midnight, but reopen 5 a.m. They need it. These stores need it. They do. Apple is going to be open at 8 a.m., they don't really have to even be open because everybody's buying Apple anyway. Barnes & Noble may vary. Again, some of you guys are really into books. It's a great gift, a book. We're going to talk about how to do inexpensive gifts later this week. But, Thanksgiving's supposed to be about Thanksgiving, so it's not supposed to be about the shopping. But apparently, stores, they need your money. This is the day to shop. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about Apple. Apple has a lot of products that people are just fanatic about. Apple Watch is a great gift. I got one for my husband because I loved mine. He got one for me for Christmas, so I got one for his birthday, and I love it. I am a believer. And these Apple Watches, if you don't have one, they basically count your steps. They allow text to come through. So, you know, a lot of us don't want to walk around with our phone near us, and, you know, we're worried about radiation, even though it's on our wrist, so I don't really see that. But a lot of us don't like to walk around with our phones. They're too big. They're in our pocket, whatever. So as long as you have your phone nearby, your watch will receive. You can even answer calls on your watch. It doesn't work that well for me. I don't know. No, I have trouble talking through my watch. But you're able to listen to music through your watch. You're able to do a whole bunch of stuff through your watch. It is a fantastic little tool. But one feature is its heart rate feature. And it'll notify you if your heart rate is abnormal. Now, I was very skeptical because, okay, I'm a doctor and I love the EKG. The EKG requires multiple probes to be on your chest. They don't hurt. That will listen to the heart, or not listen, but pick up the electricity and then create a image or a descriptive written example of that rhythm that it's picking up from the electrical probes. The probes pick up the electricity of the heart. And they're able to put that on paper for you to look at. And I'm like, this watch is on my wrist. It's not on my heart. So all I could really, really do is listen to the heartbeat or pick up your heartbeat. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Well, artificial intelligence is getting better and better and better. And so, apparently, the Apple Watch knows that you have variations in your heart. But it will tell you if there's something out of the ordinary. But also, Apple has to be very, very careful that it doesn't ding you all the time. When I first put on my Apple Watch, it just dinged me all the time. Your heart rate's high, your heart rate's high. And I check my heart rate, like, my heart rate's fine. This thing stinks. But after a couple software updates, I notice that it doesn't bug me anymore. And I notice that it notices my variation. So if I'm exercising, it's not going to ding me. If I'm watching a Viggo Mortensen movie, and I go, oh my gosh, he's so handsome. Or Garoppolo, wow. All right, I think he is the cutest quarterback ever. I'm starting to like him more than Tom Brady. Not like him in terms of football. I think Tom Brady's GOAT. But I think Garoppolo is one of the most gorgeous quarterbacks I've ever seen. Sorry. It doesn't bug me. So Apple has kind of had a big set of shoes to fill by suggesting that they have an Apple Watch that can watch your heart. And these little stories coming out saying that the Apple Watch saved somebody's life. Like this story. Here at Fox News, Apple Watch catches grandmother's heart condition, possibly saving her life. So you may say this is great, great publicity for Apple. It is. It's great publicity, but that means they got bigger shoes to fill. And that also means that they could be in a hell of a lot of trouble if people say, well, no, I didn't go to the doctor because my watch didn't say I had an issue. So this is tricky. So Mary Bork took herself to the hospital in the middle of the night because she was awakened by her Apple Watch. The device had reportedly detected an irregular heartbeat and issued an alert. Now, some of you are listening to this going, whoa, 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 I don't sleep with my Apple Watch. I don't either because I have to charge it. Now, Apple Watches charge super fast. I think they charge like 15 minutes. They charge super fast. So, but I don't sleep with my Apple Watch. I probably should. Yeah, that you know, it can pick up a lot of things. But this Apple Watch woke her up. She's 74 years old from Queens, and she's crediting the device with saving her from a potential stroke or heart attack. She recently received the smartwatch as a gift from her grandchildren and daughter. Without the notification, I would have woken up the next morning and been in a really serious situation. She told the Post that my grandson is very proud that it was his idea, especially because I've gone to the hospital and came out alive. So what happened? I don't know. My guess is she had an abnormal heart rhythm. It's not saying if it was atrial fibrillation, SVT, it's not saying that. So the device includes a function that monitors your pulse, which in the case was able to catch a potential problem before it became severe. Obviously, catching an abnormal rhythm is, you know, life-saving. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum said the scariest thing is when people don't know what's going on and they live with it, and then all of a sudden they have a stroke. So for a lot of people, the watch is a wonderful screening tool. Of course, not every message from the smartwatch is a sign of an impending disaster. She shared a story where a patient came into the hospital and the watch said they had normal sinus rhythm. But that was just a medical term. We had a moment of, Apple needs to explain this one better. So that was what Fox News said. So my guess is her rhythm was a little off. She ends up going to the hospital, and they find out that she probably had atrial fibrillation, and atrial fibrillation could put you at risk for stroke. We talked about atrial fibrillation, where the electrical impulse that gets shot out starts to go ba-doop, boop, boop, ba-doop, boop, 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 as opposed to ba-boom, ba-boom, a nice, normal, steady pump where you can pump your blood. Instead, it's boop, boop, doop, ba-doop, boop, 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 that kind of thing. So the blood slushes back and forth. When blood slushes back and forth because the heart's not able to pump and have that rhythmic, consistent push and contraction, blood slushes around, starts to coagulate, clot. Then when the heart does get a pump out, it pumps out this sloshy blood. Could cause a stroke instantaneously. So does that mean everybody needs to run out and get an Apple Watch? Here's the thing. I love education, and I love people being proactive. And the more equipment you guys could have at home, I'm a fan of. There's a lot of doctors out there saying, no, it's going to give people a false sense of security. I'm actually a fan, and I have no problem with you guys having monitors at home because I think the average person's fairly intelligent. And I think, you know, they realize that if, you know, their test comes out normal, they still need to go in for their physical. The problem is you have a lot of people that will use the technology at their house to say, oh, I'm good. This is what we talked about with telemedicine. I think telemedicine is fantastic. I'm a huge fan. I, you know, commend anybody, you know, that uses it rather than puts off going to the doctor because they can't reach the doctor. So it's a great service. However, there are people that get very, very frustrated that we're not doing a lot of medical things over the phone. We can't. We don't know you. We haven't examined you. And some people get very, very grumpy. Like, well, I want my steroids, or I want my Coumadin, or I want my, I go, you still need to see a doctor. And so my worry is it's not intelligence, it's laziness may take over. So somebody may say, you know what, I know I need my heart check, but my Apple Watch hasn't told me anything, so I'm good. And the other thing, too, is people are looking for a reason to not go. So if somebody buys an Apple Watch, it says it has a, you know, dung, and I'm really good, that's a problem. Now, we don't see those stories. We don't hear any of those stories where how many people got a heart attack and delayed because they have an Apple Watch and they thought they were good. We don't really hear of those stories. I think we should, but I don't think anyone's going to admit it. You know, they'd be embarrassed to say that. So, it's tricky. Apple Watch, I think it's a few hundred dollars. And the heart feature is really, really nice. Do I trust it 100%? No, I don't. I'd rather you have an EKG. I'd rather you see your doctor. But the thing is what Apple Watch allows is if you're only going to the doctor a couple times a year, this kind of allows somebody keeping an eye on you all the time, 24/7. I think it's pretty cool. So overall, I'm a fan, but again, with a grain of salt. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really... bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.